Thanks for taking the time to download this BBC Radio 5 Live podcast.
The Daily Bacon.
To find other programmes you might be interested in, click bbc.co.uk/5live, where you'll also find our terms of use.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Bacon, and you join us as ever at the Post Show. Evening, fellow Roddy.
Hello.
Robin, the editor, is here.
Hello.
In on a Tuesday, it's a rare thing.
Well, there's a lot going on, Richard.
And that's why it's a different podcast today, because we're putting out a very straight and serious but fascinating interview with Camilla Batman-Gaylor. Robin, who is she?
That's right. She manages Kids Company.
Yeah, it's a charity.
She works a lot, yeah, exactly, with disadvantaged young people, I suppose you would say. And she gives us her thoughts on what might be not justifying anything that's happened in London and other cities in England in the last couple of days, but she gives us some of her ideas about, yeah, some of the motivation behind it, or what she thinks it might be.
And we're putting her on here because we had John Bishop, and he talks about the riots, yeah, and
even Hulk Hogan.
We had Hulk Hogan, who was excellent, and he's not on this podcast, is he?
He is. Yeah.
Oh, he is. Yeah. He was as well.
Yeah.
So did Camilla first and Hulk, or the other way around?
Yeah. Well, that was the order it was in on the programme. So
we did that way around.
Yes.
Hulk is terrific, and he talks about the riots as well. But Camilla, we got an enormous response to this conversation with Camilla, didn't we?
Yeah, and that's why I thought it was worth putting it on the podcast, because it did. It got loads and loads of texts and emails and calls from listeners, and we ended up discussing it for quite a lot of the programme.
We did. She wrote a piece in The Independent this morning being Tuesday, on this topic. So this is Camilla Batman-Gaylor, and then you can hear Hulk Hogan. Camilla Batman-Gaylor joins me now. She's founder of Kids Company, a charity which seeks to provide practical, emotional and educational support to vulnerable inner-city children. Camilla, hello.
Hi.
Welcome. You've written a piece for The Independent today, which we'll talk about in a moment. Before that, Camilla, I thought I'd just play you a bit of audio. This Sheila played this at the end of her programme about 15 minutes ago. It's fascinating to listen to. It's two teenagers discussing why they got involved in the rioting, and they say that they're doing it to get back at the rich.
Like, everyone was just going to riot, just going mad, like chucking things, chucking bottles,
breaking into stuff.
It was good,
breaking
though.
Into shot. It was madness.
Yeah, it was good though.
It was good fun.
Yeah,
of course it is.
Yeah.
So you're drinking a bottle of rosé wine
at 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, free alcohol.
Have you been drinking all night?
Yeah. Like, it's the government's fault. I don't know.
Conservatives.
Yeah, whatever who it is, I
it's
don't know.
It's not even a right, it's showing the police we can do what we want.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, showing the police we can do what we want. And now we have.
So do you reckon it will go on tonight?
Yeah, hopefully.
Definitely.
Hopefully.
But these, like, local people, I mean, why is it targeting local people and your own people?
It's the rich people. It's the rich people, the people that have got businesses, and that's why all of this has happened, because the rich people. So we're just showing the rich people that we can do what we want.
Camilla, what's your reaction to that?
Well, I think that the way those girls are talking is completely unacceptable, but sadly quite predictable, actually. So when you get teenagers drinking, that's the sort of blasé behaviour you can get out of them. And, you know, the group mentality has taken over. It's sort of normalised for them, this unacceptable behaviour.
Because their target, the question that people are struggling to answer is why this is happening. And listening to those two teenagers, their reasoning is a little bit all over the place. Within their answer, they talked about the police, showing the police that they're in charge. They talked about the Conservatives, and then they talked about rich people and businesses.
What is very evident from those of us who've been working at street level, and I've been working for 20 years, and all my colleagues have been working, you know, in a variety of settings. For us, this is not a surprise at all, because what we've been seeing increasingly over the years is a perverse set of moral life developing in large numbers of young people because they don't feel included in mainstream society. Their role models and the people who are, in a funny way, providing them with solutions are the drug dealers. And the drug dealers are their measure of powerful people. So actually, you know, when they're looking for heroes in their communities, they don't get the role models that they need that are pro-social.